Commissioners heard testimony Tuesday night from the city's lands manager, Greg Cheney, who made a pitch for 86 relatively small homes that could be entry-level housing for renters looking to buy.
You could have a $250,000 starter home, nothing fancy. Compare that to living in an apartment. And that's what people will be considering, would their mortgage payment here or their rent payment there.
But the Planning Commission also heard pointed criticism. Jeremy Sidney owns a trucking company and took the city to task for competing with the private sector.
You guys, at some point when you went from infrastructure from roads and highways, airports, docks and harbors, water and sewer, and you became housing developers for private sector, and you interjected yourselves into this market, was a really big mistake, and you never should have done it. You shouldn't do it now. I don't believe it's your place as a government.
After the vote of approval, Juneau Assemblymember Debbie White said she supports the Pedersen Hill concept, even if it is controversial.
Everybody's always saying how we need to do something about affordable housing. This is something we can do about it. I have to say, I found it frustrating to find out that the same people that say they want affordable housing said, oh, well, we want you to do this in a different way. And there's no one way that is going to please everybody in Juneau.
Now that the subdivision has been approved, it will be up to the Juneau Assembly to decide how it will offload the lots. Questions remain whether they will be put out to bid individually or in blocks. Questions also remain whether lots would be offered at fair market value or discounted to make them more affordable. Those decisions are still months away. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.